Words. Words have power, don't they? I wonder what words you remember from last year or past years. Sometimes we remember things that were said to us even when we were small children. And we remember words which have helped us, words of encouragement, kind words, loving words, positive words, words that made us happy. But sometimes we remember words that have made us unhappy, such as when somebody might say to us, "You're stupid. You'll never get on in the world. You'll never do anything good." Or, "I hate you." Such words are negative. They make us feel unhappy and sad. But of course, words that are negative and positive, words that make us sad and happy, help shape our lives. In the Bible, John in his Gospel refers to Jesus as the Word. And it's Jesus who tells us the truth about God. He shows us what God is like through his words and his actions on earth. And through those words and actions, Jesus was revealing God's character, was telling us about God. In the beginning, when God spoke and the creation came into being, Jesus was that word. And so he is able to tell us the truth about God. So Jesus became the Word of God. And his words were loving and kind. And if we follow his ways, we too will speak words that are kind and helpful to others. So, if we let his words and his peace rule in our hearts and let him have his way among us, if we live our lives for him, then he will help us to treat others fairly and to say and do good things, things that will make them happy. So at the beginning of a new year, let us make it a resolution. Somebody on the radio once again on the word resolution said they had goals. But whatever you have, a resolution or a goal, let us do our best to be kind and helpful. And if we do that, our homes, our schools, our places of work, our town and our country will be a kinder and more loving place to live. And the world will be a more peaceful place to live in too.